Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter.
It's you.
Vicky, this week I'm super excited. Yes. Our guest has appeared on BBC, ITV,
Comedy Central. She's got actual credits. Look at that.
Very, very big deal.
Yep.
We have the wonderful Sarah Keyworth with us.
Hello. Welcome to Australia.
Thanks for having me in Australia.
Yeah, you're welcome. I am the official welcome party for Australia.
Do you know what? It's low-key, but yeah. I like it.
It's
the way we like to do things, yeah.
When we were discussing how we would introduce you onto the pod, I kept just dropping in English comedian, and Vicky was like, you don't need to say that. And I'm like, yeah, as soon as she speaks, I'm sure...
It will become a part.
Yeah.
I think they'll get it pretty quickly. Yeah.
So we've done it. Thank you so much for being on the pod. How's it been? How's Comedy Festival been treating you?
Oh, God, it's so nice. It's so lovely. But I have done several Edinburgh festivals.
Right, so after that, anything is fine.
And the Edinburgh Festival is a fucking bin fire compared to this.
Right.
Everybody treats you so nicely here.
Yeah.
And it rains all the time in Scotland. And this is just so... Everyone smiles.
I think... I've been arguing very recently that Melbourne is a very lovely city.
Yeah.
Like the people.
Compared to the people, yeah.
Right.
I mean, also aesthetically, it's kind of nice.
It is nice, yeah.
But I think definitely we have a very nice sort of group of people in Melbourne. Maybe only the people you've seen.
I was going to say, Sarah has a very small demographic of people.
I'm being pampered so much. And I'm growing accustomed to this lifestyle. And I'm going to go back to London and it's going to be absolutely bleak. It's going to be awful. 2 days after I got here, I got a message from a girl who lives around the corner from me. And she just sent me a message. And she was like, hey, have you heard about what's going on outside your house? Then I lost Wi-Fi and that's all she'd said. And
oh,
I was like,
no.
The possibilities are endless.
I was going to say, that could literally be anything.
The area that I live in. And all fine in the end. Just turned out that two men with a gun were on a rooftop behind my house. Just doing some kind of like standoff with the police.
Holy fuck.
And they were there all night and nobody in my area was sleeping because there were helicopters going around.
That's crazy.
Jesus.
So
that's Melbourne.
So you live
great.
In London, right? You live in London, not South Central LA though, right? London.
London.
Yeah, right.
London. Yeah, a little northwest London where they were apparently trying to steal a bike. Who takes a gun to nick a bike?
Yeah.
And why were they on a roof?
So they got disturbed by the police.
Oh, and then they ran.
And they ran.
And then they ended up on
high
the roof.
Ground.
And they went on high ground. And then somebody was like, he's got a firearm.
Oh, my God.
And then everything went on lockdown.
Because am I right in thinking that cops in England don't, not all of them carry guns, right?
Oh,
it's
no,
just
yeah,
like
no.
a certain sect. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Like your kind of like bog standard PCs.
Don't have
not
them.
Be packing heat.
God. But I only know that because I watched The Bill as a kid.
The Bill.
That's literally
yeah.
It's literally my only English like police.
That is completely factual. Everything.
Good.
Saw
that's
in
what
that
I thought.
It's documentary.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's actually a documentary. Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
Thank you.
Crazy.
Good.
I'm curious. Did they actually get the bike in the end? Or
I don't think they came away with the bike. How would you get it on the roof?
This is what I don't
also
understand.
Why run to the roof?
They've really. I mean,
incredibly nimble. I think it's very impressive to get up onto the roof.
Yeah, I guess.
True. Yeah,
with Spider-Man, perhaps.
Maybe it was Spider-Man.
That was it. That's the end of the story.
His new movie. He is going to London.
Yeah, nicking bikes.
There.
Yeah, I mean, that's his new MO.
Like that's a teenager thing, right?
Yeah.
Stealing bikes.
Love like that. So nothing like that has happened since you've been in Melbourne.
No, this is. I've had a lovely time.
Yeah.
The closest thing that's happened, like rooftop wise, actually quite close to where we are now, is you know those massive signs that they put at, like at the top of buildings.
Yeah.
That like they're like have like the building name or like if there's a company that leases out that building, they'll have it on the side.
Yeah.
One of them just like a block down from here fell the other day.
Shit.
And like got caught on the side of the building, so it didn't actually make it to the ground.
Holy
but like hell. So I was in the pub like next, like doing work. I wasn't drinking. Just want to make that clear. It was in 10 a.m. I was not drinking.
No judgment here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, we drink all the time at home.
But yeah, like they had to block off like the whole block because they were worried that this Telstra sign was just going to like fall and like kill people. Because
it was some bikes.
Yeah, damage
always
some
bike involved.
The bike, yeah, everyone was always worried about the bike and the sign. The sign had a gun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's basically the same story.
Exactly the same story.
I really love that you have been having a good time here and are into. I was going to say love Melbourne, but I was like, let's not take it too far.
I love it.
Okay,
I love it.
I'm yeah, glad. Let her say that
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to put words into your mouth.
I love it.
But I'm glad. I'm really glad about
That's
that.
Really nice.
But I thought maybe your show, I've heard, has a bit about your childhood or at least how it influences or has influenced you.
Yes. Yeah.
And I thought maybe I would tell you guys a story about my childhood.
Sure.
Just because, you know, it's the flavor of the minute.
Yeah, let's do it.
But also, now that I've heard that you love Melbourne so much,
yes,
maybe it will deter you.
Oh, no, not really.
Hey, I heard you like this thing. Let me put you off it.
Let yeah, me totally. Tell you how that. Shit it is.
Well, actually, this story is based in Sydney, so just hate on Sydney.
Lay
that's
it on me, yeah.
So basically, when I was a child, I don't know how much you know about Australian flora and fauna, but we have a lot of like insect, reptile situations.
Yeah, the reason that everyone doesn't want to come here.
I've heard the rumors about the insects.
Yeah.
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 The rumors are true.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah. For once, the rumors are true. A lot of the rumors about kangaroos and stuff like that are not.
I saw a kangaroo yesterday.
Did you?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Where did you
go?
Yeah.
We went to Werribee Zoo.
Werribee it's either Werribee or Healesville that they take you to usually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Werribee's good.
Saw one kangaroo?
I saw several kangaroos.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I lost my fucking mind.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Were there any joeys? Any
No, there weren't.
Well,
it's not really the time for them, is it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure when
are they in season?
Yeah, when's the
it's
season?
A good.
When do you get a ripe joey?
Yeah, we're a ripe joey. That's a good question. Although I think in captivity they just breed whenever, don't they? Because they don't have to follow
anything.
Nature's the rules anymore.
Yeah.
I like that. I respect
they
that.
Do it when they feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they can do it whenever they want.
Did you see any koalas as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw some koalas. Little sleepy koalas.
I was going to say, they're just asleep the whole fucking time. Yeah, they're useless
so creatures. They're surprisingly fluffy. I don't know what I thought they were going to be like.
Like hard? Like
yeah,
rough?
Just like,
they are definitely...
Like solid.
Yeah. I think it's interesting sometimes when you feel an animal and it's completely not what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a seal.
What did you expect a seal to feel like?
When have you touched a seal?
Honestly, went on this voyage at a aquarium.
And they let you just get in there?
I think maybe now that I'm saying this out loud, I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have touched the seal.
Basically, maybe I wasn't allowed
maybe
to.
Maybe I shouldn't
that?
Have been inside the enclosure on top of the seal. I mean, I don't know. But I think it was more leathery than I anticipated.
Well, do you think they were going to be furry? Well, they are kind
of
furry. Yes,
I did. I thought the opposite. I thought it was going to feel...
Fluffy.
Yes.
Does a seal... be rubbery, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, that's what I would assume because that's what it looks like. They don't look like they're going to be soft and fluffy.
I don't tell you how to live your life.
It's, you do.
You have
all the time.
No idea what a seal is, do you? Just
no, I think I actually touched a koala bear.
It's a cow.
Yeah, it's a cow. Small cow in the sea.
Cow in the
sea. Some seal's milk.
Oh, what do you reckon that? No, okay,
no,
no,
don't go there.
No, no. Let's go back to your childhood story.
Yeah. So anyway, the rumors are true. There are insects that are pretty scary to look at, namely huntsman spiders.
Oh,
they're like really big,
shit.
Furry spiders.
Oh,
like
God.
Really, they can get really big, and they usually like to be at the top of walls, like very high on the wall.
Are they the ones that can kill you?
No.
Right. So
those
are
funnel webs. Oh, we don't get them in Melbourne. You only
you don't
get them
here.
Yeah.
Right.
So that Sydney is definitely worse for spiders, right? And huntsmen's look terrifying, but they're not that bad.
I'm literally like shuddering as you're telling this story.
But they look.
Why do we always have to keep talking about fucking spiders on this podcast?
What is it with you and spiders?
I got reminded of it, so then I thought, oh, that's a story.
Right, okay.
But basically, when I was younger, I had a fever or something. I was running a fever, and my mum gave me some kind of pain medicine, maybe even just Panadol or something like that. And I had the medicine, and as soon as I had the medicine, I was lying in my bed, obviously, because I was sick.
Yep.
And my mum has had a lot of patterned carpet, like rugs in the house.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
And
like a mom.
Exactly, yeah, like a mom.
She has mom things.
Yeah.
And my bedspread at the time was also like a patterned bedspread. And for whatever reason, this medication made me hallucinate.
Oh my God.
And all of the carpet and all of the patterns on the bed started moving.
You were tripping at six.
Oh yes, I was tripping at six.
This is why you won't do acid, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%.
This is why.
We finally found the reason.
One reason.
Totally. So it was like literally my worst nightmare. And I genuinely...
The carpet turned into spiders.
Yes. No. And then also like the long bits of pattern turned into snakes.
Oh my God. Like, actual nightmare.
Fucked up.
Oh my God.
That actually does explain why I won't do acid.
Yeah, it
like, genuinely does.
Now we know.
That's what my brain does.
Everybody
at
was
six
asking.
Years old.
It's, all I've heard about since I got here was can anybody tell us why she doesn't
why
do acid?
Why doesn't she do it? Why?
Come on.
Talk of the town, Melbourne Comedy Festival this year.
Yeah.
This
is,
why?
This has become a weird thread for our podcast.
Yeah.
That Emily doesn't do acid. I've never stated that I do, but...
But I definitely don't.
I've never done acid.
No, I've never done it either. So.
That story has probably put me off acid for...
Yeah, I always thought that maybe it would be like some sort of weird mind-opening thing and it might change... Well, that's like more DMT and ayahuasca, but it like changed my world. But now that you've said that, it's... not happening.
I'm
never.
Scared of most things anyway. So
yeah.
It sounds absolutely awful.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying.
There's no possibility that your mom gave you acid.
This is the thing I'm thinking,
do you reckon,
maybe, yeah?
Maybe?
She was like
she'd done a little bit and she was like, I just kind of want to see what will happen.
You know what? I wouldn't put that past Natalie Tressel.
No, 100%. Absolutely not. My mom has never, ever done any drugs in her whole life and she's very, like, proud of that fact.
Sure.
Except
she drinks a lot.
Okay, calm down.
Whenever she visits us.
Yeah, it's because she's in Melbourne. It's time
on
to
holidays.
Party.
Yeah,
Entres wants to party.
Mm-hmm.
But
Sorry,
she's very, very proud of the fact that she has never done any drugs. However, my parents, my mum and my dad, were together very briefly just before I was born. And my dad made weed brownies and told my mum that they were just brownies.
Oh,
and so she has had one single weed brownie.
Oh,
and she is
God.
Like ruined by that.
That
wow.
is so sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also,
real weird.
Not just, like, that's like spiking someone's drink. That's.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely not together. And they
so
were
weird.
Very quickly after that.
It's weirdly twisted because baking is so wholesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
I've made you brownies.
And just like pouring the weed in. Like,
oh,
it's really,
my God.
It's very strange. You don't get that on Bake Off.
No.
Oh,
definitely don't.
Although that
yeah.
would make it more
it'd be
interesting.
Such a good episode.
I would
yeah,
really
it
like
would.
That.
Well, they next week on the Great British Bake Off, it's weed week.
Well, they could go to like Colorado or LA or something like that and do like a special travel episode
insane.
And actually do it. That would be
so
amazing.
Good.
But
I would love
would
to see Noel Fielding
for their stuff though.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like no one
would be eating it all. Just like I'm not. Even, I just I'm not.
I guess
even hungry.
It was. Yeah. It looks good. It,
yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, I don't know. I feel like that would. Hello.
We're recording not in the pod loft, and the street noise is a lot worse.
Do you guys have a pod loft?
Oh. Yeah. We usually record in the pod loft.
I've never seen a pod loft before.
Oh,
yeah,
it's pretty
cool.
Good.
Yeah,
basically,
I've heard about pod lofts on the old grapevine.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we maybe next time you can come to the pod loft.
I'd love to.
Be
your
great.
People spoke to our people and they were like, no, we'll do it here. So that's the reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 Well, I've never had people before, but they're all fired.
I didn't even get to see the pod loft.
Yeah.
What the point?
I'm going to kick down the door and go, why won't you let me in the pod loft? And I'm like, because you literally got lost about 15 times since you arrived here. So.
Is it? Melbourne's pretty easy to get around, though. Like, but it's literally a grid.
It is, and I figured that out now. But
right.
I also, I don't have any data or Wi-Fi. Like,
yeah.
Wi-Fi,
oh, yeah.
Maps. And I have to stress, I am a fucking idiot.
Okay. No, that's, I mean, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. It's those two things combined.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. When I first moved to Melbourne, I also got lost all the time. And everyone was like, it's so easy. And I'm like, is it?
It's a grid. And I'm
like, yeah, exactly.
It's a really big grid.
Yeah. And whatever. Grids are grid smiths, really, as far as
would
I'm
would you get concerned. Lost in New York?
Pardon?
Would you get lost in New York?
I mean, I don't know.
I bet I could.
Yeah, I mean, given the opportunity, I'm sure I could.
Is that a challenge? Because I take
Fly me to New York, I'll show you.
Let's do an Instagram story about it quick.
Got to keep that content rolling, baby.
100%. So you have managed to get lost in Melbourne, which I actually really respect and admire.
Thank you.
And the shows are going really well.
They are going well.
Show Dark Horse is on at the moment.
It is. Yes, it's on at 8:30 at the Town Hall.
Perfect.
Oh, shit.
That's like the perfect place and the perfect time.
Yeah, literally.
I've just about worked out how to get from my hotel to the Town Hall.
Almost.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And that's all I need.
But they would have put you up in a hotel like not too far from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more or less next door.
Turn around a few times before you leave, just like give yourself a bit of a challenge.
They put a little blindfold on me.
Oh, I love it.
No, the shows have been fun. I've had to change a few bits and pieces for Australian audiences.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You have local references that need to be.
Yeah, well, I got a joke about a Satsuma. And
that's a fruit.
Oh,
Satsuma. It's like
the band is named after the fruit.
Right.
There's a band called Satsuma.
Yeah.
So we call. I think the closest thing here is like a mandarin.
Yeah. Oh, they're like a smaller one, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little mandarin. Mm.
That's so funny that I was like, the band, which is a really local Melbourne band.
Is it?
Like,
so niche.
Yeah,
it's very niche.
That's why I thought like you'd made a local reference and it was like legit local reference.
No. I'm not that smart.
Other way around.
Yeah, the opposite of that.
And then you look at me and I've suddenly got like a Satsuma t-shirt. I'm all branded.
Bought all
of
them.
Lyrics tattooed on my back.
I'm actually dating the lead singer.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, so you've changed Satsuma to Mandarin.
Yeah, but I've resisted it for ages because I've never said Mandarin before in my life.
Ever?
Yeah.
Wow. And
never been to China. Never.
You know. Never. I've never had a Mandarin. I think presumably it's very similar.
Yeah. But I mean, I knew what it was. When you said Satsuma, I was like, like a Mandarin. But I don't know if that's common knowledge.
Yeah, but I didn't know. And then I kept trying to change it to different fruits.
Yeah.
Like banana, and it wasn't working. And then eventually, people kept being like, say Mandarin. And I was like, I will not say Mandarin.
I refuse.
And I'm really stubborn about it. And then finally, like the day before yesterday, I just was like, fuck. And I said Mandarin.
And it worked.
Yeah. And then I was. So you I hate had to it when stop the show because I was so mad. I just told everyone in the room. I was like, this is really upsetting me right now.
Fuck you all. To say the word every Mandarin. Single one of you.
Will you continue to say Mandarin?
Yep. I'm in it now.
If it works, you've got to.
I've crossed that line and there's no going back.
Yeah, well, that's a shame, really, isn't it? Really fucking sucks when you don't want to say Mandarin and you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only, like.
So many struggles in my life right now.
I've got people that take care of me and my venue's so close to where I live and goddamn Mandarin.
Yeah, the worst thing that's happening in my life
that's
right now.
That's my only complaint. Yeah, the Mandarin.
City of grids.
Fucking grids.
I love it. Is that the only local reference you've had to do?
And there was a bit in my show that weirdly works at home but hasn't been working here about how... there's a bit in my show about how I was desperately trying to be straight when I was at university. And I
had that weird phase.
And I would go home and like try and sleep with guys. But like...
Not, I like that it pained you to even say
that. Yeah, I was trying to think of the appropriate thing to say.
Yeah.
Because I almost... through my head, there was like a range of things that I would never usually say. And I crossed my mind to be like, get down. And I was like... No, that's not. You've never ever said you've that. Never you got a microphone. You sort of panic. And you're like, nah.
I feel like you find your true self.
Yeah, it really exposes.
Oh God, I'm actually a 50-year-old white woman. Yeah.
if I were straight, I'd be getting down all the time. Turns out, but love fortunately, that. I'm not. Basically say that I was treating sex with men like a Bosch Tucker trial because it was like an ordeal. So like lie rigid in a dark space and be like, it's on my face. but it's not been working. And every time I've led up to that bit in my show, I've been like, oh my God, I really hope the Australians don't think I've put this in the show.
For them?
For them being like, that's an Australian thing. So I don't think I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is actually popular here. I think it's probably more popular.
Yeah,
at home.
No, we don't. Like, we've got our own one. Yeah. And it does okay, I think. But it's not.
I kept, because it works at home because loads of people watch it.
Right.
But I kept it being like, oh my God, I think they think that I think that this is a thing that they will be like, oh my God,
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I've had to change it.
That is what they think.
Actually, I think it's probably better now anyway. Okay. But yeah, that was.
Yeah, I can almost.
That and the Satsuma, there was a lot of stress.
I think that I can almost guarantee that that is what people thought. Yeah. They would be like, here's this English person coming over and being like, you guys are all like bush tucker, right? That's a thing? No.
Yeah, I felt that, and I would do it like leading up to the joke, and then I'd almost want to be like, that was the original, that's been in the show the whole time. Yeah.
This isn't for you. You're not special.
I haven't changed a thing.
That's so interesting.
Let's not talk about mandarins.
Yeah. Wow.
I wonder if it's also, because bush tucker's really... Because there's a lot of problems. Australia has a lot of problems.
Oh God. Keep it light.
Yeah. I was wondering if like there's certain audiences in Melbourne don't like, they feel uncomfortable when there's any references to anything Indigenous because they think, oh, fuck, this could be racist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how you're saying it, what you're saying, if you just even use a term that is sometimes used by Indigenous people.
My only experience with bush tucker would be
with that,
TV show. So
yeah.
I mean, I am pulling this out of my ass. I don't know.
I do think that that is possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that could be it.
Because sometimes people will just say a word and it's not, you know, like there's no offence in it or anything like that, but it's like, and it's not a racist term, it's not anything, but it's literally just a term that an Indigenous person may use, and people go, oh God, are they allowed to say that?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, yeah,
that's interesting,
but I don't know if bush tucker comes under that.
Well, I did it,
but who knows.
The other day I was doing it, and it was probably my third show, and it hadn't worked the whole time, and I did it, and then I had such a nice audience that I just felt comfortable enough to be like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guys, that's not been... Why? That's not a thing here, is it? I mean, like, there's a reason. This guy in my audience went, well, yeah, and it's just quite a sad story.
Yeah. Oh, that's like,
and I was like, it's really strange that I didn't for a second think that my audiences might just be being empathetic. I was like, oh, okay, you're nice.
You feel bad for me, right? Oh, I'm not used to audiences feeling bad for me.
At home, they're like, the dick's on her face. Whereas here, they're nice people.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful.
Well, there you go. There's another one of chalking it up to Melbourne being lovely.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Reiterates the fact.
Full circle.
Yeah, totally. That is interesting. I've never
thought about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never thought about it because I've never had a conversation with you. Can you imagine if
you thought about this every day?
It'd be weird, let me tell you.
And have you been doing, spots around the place or seeing shows?
A couple. I need to see some more shows. I saw Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see them when I'm back up and about.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Really funny. I might go and see it again this weekend.
I do love some good sketch comedy.
Yeah, and it's just so smart.
Yeah.
It was really, really silly and funny. So that's good.
Yeah, I've got them booked in to do some spots at one of my rooms.
Awesome.
And nice. When I got that booked in, I was like, yes! Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, I'm so excited. Hopefully I'll be back.
Lip sync battle.
Oh yeah, night. Yeah.
That was good fun with Felicity Ward and Reese Nicholson, which was good fun.
Yeah. Lip sync battle's always fun.
Yeah.
I do like those nights.
It's great, and I love a lip sync.
Oh hell yeah!
I find it absolutely fascinating to watch.
I mean, I think I still find it confusing that there's a whole TV show based on just that.
Is it?
Yeah, lip sync battles.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
It's an American TV show now that I want to say it's hosted by
Chrissy Teigen is a co-host.
Okay.
That's absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Who's the John dude? Legend's wife.
No,
yeah.
I know who Chrissy Teigen is, but who's the dude that...
I don't want to say because I'm confused between two people. I want to say LL Cool J.
Oh, it might be LL Cool J.
It felt like you were on some quiz show. Like, this is my instinct, but I could be wrong.
You didn't want to be accidentally racist. Yes, that was the thing, right?
Yeah, I would be... If it was a quiz show, that would be my answer. I would lock it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, if I'm wrong... I apologize.
I'm a racist and I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think right, though. I think it is LL Cool J.
Yes, I think so too.
Only one, like, I've never watched the show. I've seen parts of it because they upload like each one to YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there'll be like people start talking about one specific one. I'm like, well, I've got to watch that one.
Yeah.
Like the,
Spider-Man
one. The guy that...
Oh, I think I saw a clip of that.
Yeah.
I assumed he was on some kind of talk show or something. And
just
they
do
were
a
like,
thing.
Hey, want to just get up and do a thing?
Yeah, nah. It's a full show
it's
just
incredible.
For that.
Yeah, very high production value.
Yeah.
At one stage, someone did a Mariah Carey song as their lip sync cover.
Yeah.
And Mariah Carey came down on a
freaking
horn.
Oh, my God.
That's classic Mariah Carey.
I mean,
yeah,
that is...
And yeah. Didn't sing, thank God. But...
That's I like to think just, she's waiting in the wings at every TV show, just in case
if
it feels appropriate.
Yeah.
I'll
Did
be
someone say Mariah Carey? It's me, Mariah Carey.
Just up and down. And here she is today. This podcast.
Love that.
Yeah, I watched that, the Spider-Man one, though. Like, I still watch it occasionally because it's so good.
I always get these guys mixed up. The two American white men who have TV shows. It's Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
Kimmel, I think, did the battle with Emma Stone.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Which is...
I think it's Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so good.
I also don't know. Yep. Emma Stone is like...
It's good that we've done this, though, because now we're stuck between two white men.
Yes.
So it's actually just that we don't see men.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
100%.
Fair.
They all look the same.
They
exactly.
all
They're
look,
all the same.
Seem... They're all the same.
It's,
Ugh.
Now, you have also spent some time on the television... Speaking of television, how is that for you?
I thought that you were going to ask, how did you get that?
how would
you hook me up?
If one were to want to do that.
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't even know what to tell you either.
Well,
my agent's a very nice lady and she...
She does it. She does the things for me.
Yeah.
Once again, back at it.
Turns out I have people.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they're all fired from earlier, remember?
Oh, no, they're not.
But at least the Melbourne ones are fired, right?
I retract that immediately.
Please don't leave me on the street.
Yeah. But also, I would like to see the pod laughed.
Next time.
Absolutely next time.
I'll email my agent about it.
Yeah, please.
Sugar.
What the fuck?
Just... Subject line, what the actual fuck?
I do that to her sometimes, though, because she has much more successful and bigger clients than me. Mm. And sometimes I'll see them doing things and I will ring her and be like, what the fuck is going on right now? Why wasn't I in the mix for
it's
that?
It's me.
You've done that. You've done that to your people.
It's me,
before.
Emily Dressner.
Well, like, there's a huge DJ called Greg James that she represents, and he got to introduce Taylor Swift on stage somewhere. And I called her and I was like, I'm very disappointed that this wasn't even a possibility.
I should have at least been in a conversation about this.
Greg always gets these kind of jobs and it's very upsetting.
Everything about that I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's your life.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And she really humours me. I really appreciate
her
it.
Her answers are actually like quite genuine and you're like, cool, okay, I'll accept that.
She just laughs every time. It's exactly what I want from an agent. Just
no,
calling me
fair.
Up, laughing at my request.
Yeah.
Hanging up the phone.
No.
Absolutely not, mate.
Yeah. Oh,
this is the remix. You still don't get it.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, but TV, how is that? Do you like it as a medium? How do you feel?
Well, it's kind of, I mean, it's not, it's a dying medium though, isn't it?
Indeed.
It's nice to sort of see it before it goes.
Well, you guys have like a lot more like comedy shows that you can go on over in the UK, like panel shows. So many panel shows.
So many panel shows. Have you? I feel like I am in some kind of matrix. Have you ever noticed how all the panel shows are the same?
It's well, ridiculous.
Yeah. No, it's good. I did roast battle last year, and that was real fun. And that's kind of an American format. That's the UK.
But you ever done a roast battle, Emily?
Yeah.
In Adelaide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the worst moment of my life.
Yeah. Was it?
Oh, no.
Here's the thing. Strapping for this one. Yeah. It was my first year in comedy. I know.
Boy.
I said strap in, motherfuckers.
Sorry, I hadn't put my belt on yet.
It was my first year in comedy. I was at Adelaide Fringe. It was like a late night roast battle.
Yeah.
And I got on stage, and the idea was that you do your set. Well, it wasn't really a roast. Well, it was like a two-parter. One of the things was actual like roast battle thing where comedian versus comedian.
Yeah.
And it was me and Nicole Henriksen.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh my God, I know her.
Yeah. And that was fun. Mm. I really enjoyed that. But then the other part of the show was you got on stage to do your set. So you'd get up and you'd be like, okay, like this is my five, and you'd do your jokes.
Yeah.
And people would shout heckles from the audience. And that was the aim. Like the aim was to fuck you up with heckles, right?
Oh, this is no fun.
So people were getting up and doing their jokes, and then like other people were like screaming stuff from the audience and trying to derail them. But when I did my set, the heckles were genuinely, these are two legitimate heckles. The first was... I'm doing jokes about whatever I'm doing jokes about at the time. This guy yells out from the back of the room, "You're too pretty for comedy."
Fucking wow. Hell.
Yes. And then another one.
That is a humble brag, Emily.
Yeah, it is.
No, no, but.
You dropped that in there.
Sorry, I'm just so hot, guys.
That is not the reason I was telling that story.
It is a shit thing.
I'm annoyed that you aren't trying to derail my jokes. You're now like,
just commenting on my appearance.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And then the second one was Emily Tresseter, more like Emily Dress Better.
I'm taking that
one. That is very good.
I like that one.
Fuck off. That was years ago and I'm still mad.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
That's yeah, no, that's awful. I'm very sorry that happened.
No, you're not. You guys suck.
And you're just thinking the scheme of heckles. That's quite clever.
It's not bad.
It is quite clever.
Yeah.
But
for your first year, why did you do it in your first year? Why did they ask you to do it in your first year?
I've got no idea why anything ever happens
to
me.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's true.
I cannot answer any of these questions.
We should talk about that later.
we'll get to that at a later date. How was your roast battle, though?
It was very nice.
Okay. I want to hear a good story from you.
I did it with my girlfriend, who was also a comedian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just got to roast each other. So.
And you know each other quite intimately.
Yeah. So you would hope, funny. Yeah.
But we and you guys know each other? With that. Yeah, we knew each other kind of at that time. We just got to play with that kind of relationship, which I think makes them work better because it's that kind of...
Yeah, I feel
you
like
you know everyone's friends at the end of the day.
I think there's a fine line because I once saw a roast battle, probably at the same show, but a few years later in Adelaide, and they got two comedians up there who were like friends, and they'd been friends for like quite a while. But one of the comedians had recently like had a bit of falling out with like someone else. And so... who was also a mutual friend. So they just got up on stage and just had like threw actual digs at each other, like really personal and stuff that the audience was never going to get.
Yeah.
So all the comedians are up the back going, "Whoa, fuck, what's happening? Like, this is real and awful." And all the crowd are just looking there going, "I don't understand any of these jokes. These are clearly in jokes. They're not for us. What is happening?" Yeah. And it was just most brutal experience.
Live for that show.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I say the comedians were at the back going, "Oh my God," they're also like, "Fuck yeah, this is the best thing that's
so
ever happened."
I'm texting everyone I know.
Yeah. Right now. Oh yeah. It was, but just like not funny for the crowd.
No. Yeah.
At all.
That's a few people kind of go into sort of doing weirdly like comedy based jokes about like the industry and things like that.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's a fine line to cross.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you've got to tread it lightly. Mm-hmm. There's probably two shows this festival that are doing it, but there's one in particular which we've mentioned a couple of times, Stu Dolman's Masterclass.
Oh yeah, like meta.
Real meta. Like it's about how to become a comedian in Melbourne. Like, you know, there's Masterclass things that are online.
Yeah.
He's doing one that's like comedy Masterclass.
But that's kind of knowingly like...
Yes. But
insular
I'm going to have to... I have to find out how it is translating to people that are not in comedy, because I saw the trial and thought it was fucking hilarious. I loved every single moment of it. But like, I'm in that world.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really want to hear feedback from someone who has no idea about comedy at all.
You need to send someone who has absolutely no humor in their body.
Exactly. And see what they think.
Yeah, love to read that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, he's got really good reviews so far, so I guess it's going okay.
Yeah, yeah, that must be good.
But also, the only reviews I've read have been from people that know comedy quite intimately.
True.
As well.
That's true.
So, but, I mean...
Hey, 4.5 stars is 4.5 stars, man. Doesn't matter where it comes from.
4.5 stars, baby.
Yeah, 100%. Half a star. I mean,
I know, right? Just give him the half.
Stupid on a poster. Just give him the 5.
Yeah.
You can't put half a star on a poster.
It looks silly.
You can't put it in a blurb or a fucking. I mean, I discovered this quite recently because I had a 4.5 star review.
Just gonna run that bullshit. Just how much does it kill you to just go, just chuck an extra half?
It's going like it was very good, but. It wasn't
perfect.
Perfect.
But I don't know. Well, nothing is. Fuck off.
Yeah.
No show is perfect.
No.
Even a 5-star show.
That being said, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. Give it 5 stars because that's the only rating that I will accept on iTunes. Thank you.
Can you give 4.5 stars on iTunes?
No, I don't think you can give half.
Which makes sense. Just fucking go for it, guys.
Yeah.
There's no point.
Exactly.
The half. I actually don't. I feel very passionate about this.
I can tell you're talking away from your microphone.
Because I'm yelling.
Okay.
I don't want everyone's ears to hurt. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, your listeners are like, we know that you're yelling.
You always yell, Emily.
Always.
Is it that time?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it could be, actually.
Oh, it's that time.
What time?
Sarah, it is the time where we have the section of the show called Hypothetically Yes.
Okay. Correct. We did
where I come up with a hypothetical question based on our chats today.
All right.
So, Sarah.
It's literally always like improv. It's always a would you rather. It's okay. Always.
Would you rather?
You were right.
Thank you. Yep.
Incredible.
Okay, no, I'll do a hypothetically. I'll do one that's just a hypothetically. You have to answer hypothetically. So,
right,
Sarah, okay. Hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
If you had to choose.
So,
in order of preference.
You are, this is just, would you do this, okay?
Okay.
You are able to introduce Taylor Swift on an award show once a year for the rest of your life.
Okay.
But every single one of your shows has to have the word Mander in it twice.
I'd absolutely 100% do that. I would take that deal. Yeah. I would do that if I could only say Mandarin
the whole show.
That one word for the rest of my life. I mean, her introductions would be awful.
Mandarin.
Mandarin and Mandarin. Mandarin, Mandarin. Mandarin, Mandarin.
I mean, I would watch that.
Yeah,
so
great.
That sounds great to me.
And everyone's walking around like, why is it that once a year that random woman just yells Mandarin at the start of a Taylor Swift show?
I mean, I love it, but I don't understand it. 5 stars.
All the British people are like, what the hell is a Mandarin? Is that how you speak Mandarin?
Yeah, that's the Chinese language, Mandarin.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Yep.
So Mandarin.
Didn't even hesitate. I fucking love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I get that.
I like that you even made it worse for yourself.
Oh, I did. Yeah, actually. I was like, here's how far I'll go.
This is how much I love her.
I will eat a Mandarin. That's how much. You should try a Mandarin.
Well, isn't it Satsuma? There's no way we can cross this cultural line.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I think
next time I see you,
yeah,
I will have sourced the Satsuma. You bring a Mandarin.
Yeah, and we'll do
that. We'll meet in the pod, love.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll meet back.
Yeah.
That sounds
in the dead of night.
Has to be. No other time for Satsuma.
Exchange a little piece. Yeah. Just one little Mandarin.
And
piece.
We don't speak. Taylor Swift will do all of her new songs.
That'd be great. Hey, if Taylor Swift wants to come to the pod loft, feel free. I'm sure she's listening to this.
Yeah.
She's one of our biggest fans.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This is actually just you recording this
for Taylor.
Send it directly to Taylor.
Yeah. I just wanted you to know that we could get you that, you know, introductory.
Did your people tell you about this?
This my people don't tell me nothing. They are fired.
Oh. All right. Sorry. You're all fired. That's fine. All right. We have one final question.
Okay.
Same question that we ask of all of our guests.
Would you rather?
And actually, this will flip back to the start of our conversation at the start of the podcast.
Callback,
because
really.
This is literally the question that we ask all the guests. What are your thoughts on Spider-Man? What? I know, right?
We've come full circle.
Yeah.
So it's weird.
Insane.
But I guess you kind of covered it already. But what are your thoughts on him?
I feel like I need specifics, like as the entire Marvel concept.
Sure.
Or why not?
The most recent.
No, you girls? Can, whatever. However you want to answer the question is correct.
I like it. I think it's complete. It's a realistic story. I believe it when I see it. I just bought the PS4 game.
I haven't bought it yet, but apparently it's amazing.
It is really good. It arrived 2 days before I flew here, and I'm that's the only thing I'm missing.
Right. Yeah, you're like, I mean, the shows are going well and everything, but I really just want to go back to my PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm such a boy in that sense. Yeah. I'm like, I really miss get that. Console. Yep. Yeah, that's what I want.
Could you have brought it with you? Surely your people could have sourced a PS4.
Yeah.
Bring me a PS4. What?
You know where there is a PS4? In the pod loft.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
This is getting worse for me right
now. I know, right?
Oh, man. No, I thought about bringing it with me, but I have a lot of work and writing to do.
Yeah.
So I was like, that might be dumb. But
I guess this is, like, while this is a little bit of a holiday, this is work for you. This is an actual work trip.
And I keep neglecting my responsibilities because it's night time.
Yeah.
At home. So I'm like, well, we just, you know, it just can't happen, you know.
Yeah.
You're all asleep when I'm supposed to be doing it, so I'm just not going to do it.
I've done that before. When I was overseas, and I'm like, just not gonna.
But it's bad because now I wake up in the morning to several emails being like, "But seriously, can you actually just fuck this?"
Please. Yeah,
there's no way you introduce Taylor Swift. You don't get on with your life. but I do. I like Spider-Man. I don't like spiders. But
no, fuck spiders.
Spider-Man.
Also, maybe fuck Spider-Man. Bit like in the good way.
Ooh.
I don't know. Depends which one.
Double entendre.
But they all look the same. We can't.
He can have it mask off. It's fine.
Okay. This is really taking a turn for
it. Yes. He can if he wants to.
Tom Holland is really young. I shouldn't say that. Tom
lights
Holland
on,
is very
lights
young.
Off, I don't care.
Yeah,
whatever. However.
So, not Tobey Maguire.
No, probably not. No. He was part of the Pussy Posse. I don't want to go anywhere near that.
What the heck is a Pussy Posse?
I know. I don't know why we bring this up.
What's a
every
pussy
time
posse?
You say it, I'm like, fuck's sake. Not the Pussy Posse again.
What's a Pussy Posse?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
It's Tobey Maguire and like a bunch of other of that sort of generational. They had like, you know, like Frank Sinatra and all those were in like their little group of people.
Yeah.
Well, Leonardo and all of those guys had the Pussy Posse.
And they called it the Pussy Posse themselves.
Yeah. And it would just try and fuck a lot of women.
Oh, that is so bleak.
Yep. Is that not one of the worst things you've ever heard?
Yeah. You don't want to be part of the Pussy Posse.
Pussy posse.
Yeah.
People.
That's like an Inception. Pussy posse, pussy posse.
The pussy posse, pussy posse. It's like a
tongue
twister.
I don't like saying it. It's bad. I don't want
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hate it. It's no good at all.
No wonder he never got an Oscar. Oh, no, wait. He has one now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got one for something that wasn't as good as... It was one of those like... You should have got it for this, so we'll just give it to you for this.
We should probably just give you one because everyone keeps whinging about it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Speaking of shutting the fuck up, we're done here.
We're done.
It's over.
Thank you so very much for being on the pod, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute legend.
I had a great time.
Yeah, this has been fun.
I would give this podcast 4.5 stars. Oh. Five.
Oh, fuck, don't do that. Do you have any stuff later in the year that you want to plug?
You're
doing Edinburgh again, probably?
Yes, I'm doing Edinburgh again.
There we go.
Cool.
Doing a brand new show. It's called Pacific. And I have no idea what it's about.
Cool. I love how everyone has to
name
their shows.
Do you have a poster design in mind already, though?
The poster is being designed as we speak.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I'm wearing my dad's wedding suit.
I love it.
In the poster.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that your dad also still had his wedding suit.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
He got married over 40 years ago.
Fuck,
it used to be
so
white
good.
And now it's kind of...
Like a yellowy...
Yellow.
Pearlescent.
Yeah.
It's just got a sheen to it.
It's pretty grim.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think that's great. Can't wait to see that poster.
Thank you.
And do check Sarah out if you are in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And any other place.
Yeah, if she comes to a city near you.
I have all the relevant social media.
Sarah K. Comedy on
Sarah
Twitter.
Sarah K. Comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
That is you.
I'm going to cough.
What an end to the podcast. I love
it. Emma the Professional, thank you so much for being on the podcast. You're an absolute gem.
Thanks, Sarah.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.